Answering your questions, helping you around the house is what we do on Early Edition. I'm Charlie and he's Tom. And what about keeping your house clean and healthy? Well, that's the reason we're reaching out to Johnny with Rouse Restoration. He's our home show pro for restoration and remediation and, in this case, help with COVID. Johnny, we got a question for you from Jay in Conroe. Is that something you can help me with?
Sure.
All right. So let me tell you what happened. He says our home had a visit from someone who tested positive for COVID-19, and we all got tested and we came out negative, but we're feeling distressed because we're wondering if our home may not be disinfected enough. Are there ways, Johnny, that they can make sure they're using the right products and cleaning in all the right places?
Absolutely. The CDC has a list of common household cleaners that you can utilize to do the disinfecting. Everything's always recommended that you clean prior to disinfecting, meaning use soap and water or such to clean the surfaces before you apply the chemicals. Once the chemicals are applied, i.e. alcohol of 70% or bleach diluted a third cup to 1 gallon of water, they have what they call a dwell time that liquid is supposed to stay on the hard surface for. Like 70% rubbing alcohol needs to stay on the surface for a minimum of 30 seconds prior to removing it with a cloth rag, and bleach requires a 60-second dwell time.
So you're going to put this on, then you let it sit before you come back and start wiping it off and drying it off.
Absolutely. And you want to concentrate on what they refer to as high-touch areas, such as tables, doorknobs, light switches, tablets, game controllers, handles, desks, phones, anything like that people touch all the time and can make contact and then transfer it elsewhere.
A house is one thing, but what about a business?
Yeah, we utilize a chemical called Smart Touch with a follow-up of BioProtect, and we come in and apply with electrostatic sprayers to basically from 8 foot down to all surfaces, both hard and porous soft surfaces.
How long does that provide protection once you put it on?
Once the Smart Touch is applied, within 60 seconds, all viruses and germs, 99.999%, including COVID, are killed, and the follow-up of BioProtect can protect up to 90 days after the chemical is applied.
Up to 3 months. Wow.
But the high-touch areas, it's less, obviously, because every time it's touched, a little bit of the BioProtect will come off.
And that provides enough protection that you can feel safe in that space.
Per the EPA approval, yes.
What matters is once you've done this, the area is safer than it was before, and certainly it's a more thorough cleaning than, say, just soap and water and wiping it down with disinfectant wipes.
Absolutely.
All right. You can learn more about Rouse Restoration and this process, if it's right for your business or your home, by visiting homeshowradio.com. Look for the Home Show Pros right there on the homepage and click on Rouse Restoration to connect with them. Johnny, thanks for your help this morning.
Great.